friends, thanks for joining us for the Messiah's Misfits podcast. No matter where you are in your walk of faith, this podcast is to help you grow and to learn. I'm Mary, and I'm joined with Josh and Randall.
Shalom.
Greetings.
I have nothing. Hello. Howdy. Good to see you guys. Oh. You can't see us, but we're here.
The joy of the Lord is our strength.
That's right. Amen. And this week we're going to be talking about casting your bread.
Casting your bread.
Casting your bread.
Casting your bread. Praise the Lord. I believe that's in Ecclesiastes.
Is that talking about fishing?
No. Ecclesiastes.
Well, it could be a little, but go ahead.
You know, Solomon, the wisest man who ever lived, the wealthiest man who ever lived, he wrote this for us as direction in our life, how we can help people. And here toward the end of his book on the Ecclesiastes 11th chapter, verse 1, he gives us this phrase, "Cast thy bread upon the waters, for thou shalt find it after many days."
Wow.
That kind of gets me in, or it kind of piques my attention there.
Mm-hmm.
What is he talking about? And we'll come back to this verse, but let's read on down here. It says, "Give a portion to seven, also to eight." That means to divide several among the people. "For thou knowest not what evil shall be upon the earth," or what kind of discomfort or what kind of trials may be. Verse 3, "If the clouds be full of rain, they empty themselves upon the earth. And if the tree fall toward the south, or if the tree fall toward the north, in the place where the tree falleth, there it shall be." Give direction.
Okay.
Verse 4, "He that observeth the wind shall not sow, and he that regardeth the clouds shall not reap. As thou knowest not what is the way of the spirit, nor how the bones do grow in the body, in the womb of her that is with child, even so thou knowest not the works of God who maketh all." That's good.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 6, "In the morning sow thy seed, and in the evening withhold not thy hand, for thou knowest not whether shall prosper either this or that, or whether they both shall be alike good, or which will succeed." So I'm believing that if Solomon gave us these six verses, he's telling us if we will be obedient, if we will trust God in being a good steward of how God has blessed us financially or materialistically, if we sow that bread upon the waters, if we sow that to people in need, people that are struggling, need financial help, whatever, he tells us in the last portion, which gets me just plumb excited, "for thou shalt find it after many days."
Right.
It's kind of like he that loses life shall find it.
Right. It's coming back.
It's going to come back.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to. So we're not losing anything.
Right.
And then if we understand the scriptures, it's not ours to begin with.
Right.
Because he tells us, he said, he ministers seed to the sower.
Right.
And he said in Deuteronomy, he says, he give us strength that we can have the strength to get wealth. He gives us the ability. He gives us the knowledge that we can make money.
Right.
So he gives us that ability and the strength. So it's not ours to begin with, but God has entrusted us to make wise decisions and to be diligently active in making thoughtful decisions and helping people.
Right.
And he says, just trust me. And that's the bottom line. If you read all of this here, he said, if you look to the clouds, if you look to the wind, you're not going to sow because you have some doubts or you're looking at things that...
you're leaning to your own understanding.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly. You know, when you look at the term waters here, it means, represents uncertainty. It represents the unknown or the unpredictability of life. But what Luke 6 and 38 is emphasizing is here is that we have faith in God's provision.
Right.
God said, I'll supply all of your needs.
Right. You can't outgive Him.
You can't outgive God. No. You cannot outgive God. And Solomon proved that. He said, you cast your bread upon the waters, you're going to find it again.
Right.
So we're not going to do without.
No.
But we're trusting God by sowing and blessing others who might need that help,
mm-hmm.
or who's down and out or struggling. But through the help of the Holy Spirit, God comes along to help us,
yes.
to supply and give us the strength that we need, mm-hmm. that we can help it. Because the word bread here symbolizes sustenance and livelihood. It means God's provision. It also means that we're in covenant with God.
Right.
So if I'm in covenant with God and He's telling me to sow, I'm going to sow.
That's right.
I'm going to give.
What do you have to fear about it?
Exactly.
Nothing.
And that's the key here. Well, this verse here removes fear.
Mm-hmm.
It removes doubt.
That's right.
But it builds faith. It builds trust in Amen. God. And, you know, when you look at the scriptures in 2 Corinthians 9 and 6, are you looking that up?
Yeah, I'm looking it up right now.
That'll save me from looking it up.
Yes.
But if you'll look it up in 2 Corinthians 9 and 6.
Yes.
And it also in 6 and 7, the verses there.
So you want me to go to 9 and 6 first?
Yeah, just read both of them, just where you find it there. Yeah.
9 and 6 says, but this I say, he which soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly.
I don't want to do that.
Don't be skimpy.
I don't want to be in that category.
And he which soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully.
Absolutely. So I'm not going to be afraid to give.
No.
I'm not going to be afraid to sow. I'm not going to look at the wind. Say, the wind's blowing today. There's so much.
Right. There's too many problems.
Yeah. Cast your bread.
Right.
So go ahead and read that.
Seven says, every man according as he purposeth in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver.
Absolutely.
Yes.
That's the kind of attitude that we need as believers, as Christians,
that's right.
to be a cheerful giver. I've said this multiple times, but I like it. It says that the poor man loves a cheerful giver. You know, and how true that is.
Yes.
God loves a cheerful giver, but so does the poor man.
Yeah.
And so that's how we want to be as a follower of Christ: is to be to bless people,
right?
To help people, to sow into their lives, sow into them. You know, when you look into Luke, the 14th chapter, when Jesus was making a feast, he didn't say call the rich, call the wealthy. He said call the lame, call the halt, call the maimed, call the less fortunate.
Right.
Call them to the feast, because he said by doing that, they're not going to be able to repay you again.
Right.
It's not up to the person. God says, he says, cast your bread upon your water, for thou shalt find it after many days. God's going to return that.
He will.
God is going to return that, because that simply means find it again is the assurance there will be a return.
Yes.
That's the assurance that we have of God's word. There is a divine reward coming. Hebrews 11, 6 says God is a rewarder to them who diligently seek him. And so we trust that they're the, you know, and think about God. It may be you may have a wave of healing this week.
Mm-hmm.
You may have a wave of spiritual healing next week.
Right.
You may have a wave of financial blessing the next week. You may have a wave of your family getting saved or leading someone. I mean, there's so many blessings.
Right.
Because that's what it talks about here in that one place right there in verse 5. He said, even so, thou knowest not the works of God.
Right.
Who maketh all. We don't know how God's going to return it.
No.
We don't know how God's going to use it. All God has said, I just want you as a steward and a vessel that I can work through. I want to use your hands. I want to use your feet.
Yes.
I want to use you as a vehicle to get my blessing into the people that need it.
Amen.
And so if we take this, what Solomon has given us here, you know, he said, if you observe the wind, you're not going to sow.
No.
And he said, if you regard the clouds, you're not going to reap.
No.
I want to reap.
Yes.
I'm going to be perfectly honest here.
Yeah.
I sow to reap.
Right.
It's a reciprocating.
But it's what he says to do.
It's exactly right.
If you look at Hebrews 13 and 16.
Yes.
What's that say? It says, but to do good and to communicate, forget not, for with such sacrifices, God is well pleased.
Absolutely.
So do good, give, help that, others.
That's what honors God.
Yes.
And our life should be honoring God.
Yes.
And
sometimes it's not always a financial giving. I think sometimes people, we think that it's always the financial part, but it's giving your time. It's giving a good word. It's reaching a handout and pulling somebody up when they're having a hard time. You know, there's many ways to do what God has called you to do.
Service.
Yes. Yes.
Service, friendship, fellowship.
Absolutely.
Those are all priceless. Mm-hmm. You can't put a price tag on the friend.
No, you cannot.
You know, on a helping hand, someone come along beside of you.
That's right.
You know, and so he's telling us there to distribute. That's what 1 Timothy 6 and 18 tells us. He says, we be willing and ready to distribute.
Yes.
You know, that should be instant, in season, out of season. You know, just be ready to help somebody, willing to distribute, and not be stingy, be greedy with it. And
you know, we all know somebody at some, any day, any given day that we can help.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, be ready to get up and run out and help somebody. I mean, he says it is more blessed to give than to receive. And so be a giver.
I think it goes back to just walking in the Spirit.
Yeah.
If you walk in the Spirit, He's going to nudge you.
Mm-hmm.
He'll feel that Holy Ghost nudge, or he'll feel that
that
tug on your heart, and you're going to know.
Yeah.
But you've got to be ready at that moment.
Yes.
Be ready to cast your bread.
Yes.
You know, be instant, in season, out of season.
That's right.
But this is such a great great study and a great lesson to us here, just knowing that the casting, it implies us releasing.
Right.
You release something. What do you release? You're releasing it into God's care.
Yes. Yes.
You're releasing it out of your control, and you're saying, God, you take control of what I'm releasing.
Right.
So I am releasing something valuable and not anticipating an immediate return on it.
Right.
I'm just believing God. You know, if you go really back to that, it's in Mark, the 14th chapter. The lady that come and washed the feet of Jesus with the alabaster box, she released something that was valuable.
Yes.
Something that was precious.
She did.
And she cast her bread that day.
And expensive.
Very expensive gift, but she cast her something that she wanted to do.
Yes.
Nobody propped her up. Nobody poked her to do this. She wanted to do it on her own, and she brought the very best gift that she could bring him, not expecting anything in return. And I thought about this.
Mm-hmm.
I thought, Christ returned, and he blessed her.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought, this lady has got such a return over 2,000 years.
Oh, yeah.
It's been, you know, so when we look at this, you shall find it after many days. Why? Because the blessings of God, they just keep coming.
Keep coming.
You cannot limit God.
No.
You cannot put limitations on the blessings that God has. He said his mercies are new every morning.
Amen.
It's never exhausted.
No. Thank you, Lord.
But she trusted God because she wanted to do that.
Right.
And if we apply that, I want to help. I want to do this.
If she had asked someone, they would have advised her not to do that.
Exactly.
And she said, get out of the way.
Yeah.
I'm going in.
She didn't look at the wind.
No.
She didn't look at the clouds.
No.
She made up her mind,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to go cast some bread today.
Right.
I'm going to go sow some seed.
Amen.
And that's what it takes as a believer.
Yeah.
She counted the cost,
right.
And she said, I'm going to sow seed.
Amen.
And she went and done it. She dispersed. So, and that's the way I think that's the way it is with all of us, because Jesus said, when you've done it unto the least of these,
you've done it unto me.
You've done it unto me.
Mm-hmm.
So when we're giving, we're giving unto God.
Absolutely.
We're giving unto God. We're showing God's love to the people we come in contact with you. Because just like I said, that bread, it means fellowship.
Yes.
You know, we need to break bread together.
Well, we all belong to him.
Absolutely.
All of us. So why would he not want us to help one another?
Yeah. We said, bear you one another's burdens.
That's right.
Pray you one for another.
Mm-hmm.
Serve one another.
That's right.
You know, love one another.
Right.
It's family.
It is.
We're the family of God. And so I love Solomon's writing here. I think this is a great one here, but it's encouraging to know that we need to be sensitive. We need to be good stewards of what God has blessed us. We need to live generously,
right,
because we're investing in other people.
Well, look what Ruth and Boaz.
Yes.
What he did.
Wow.
You know, he sowed an extra. He threw out extra for people, and that's what we need
just
to
because.
Do. Yeah. He wasn't demanded of him to do any of that.
No.
He was calling the shots. And he just said,
he just wanted
leave
to.
Extra. Yeah.
He did. Wow.
Yeah.
That's great. That's just, God is so good.
He is good.
And so I just want his light to shine in me and through us. And I hope this year, you know, I want to take responsibility for sowing.
Yes.
You know, I mean, I believe that's something we need to take on, mm-hmm, is that responsibility of the resources that God has given us. And then I believe in the end result is, when we cast our bread and sow seed, we're honoring God.
Right.
We're going to honor Him in that.
So, I love that.
That's what I've got tonight.
There you go. That's a good word.
Well,
when you bring Solomon into it, I'm just saying he was, you know, the wisest man. We're going to lay some wisdom down.
Amen. 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 God is good. Let's pray.
Father,
we love you. Lord, we just thank you for our listening audience. Father, we just pray this word will go forth and not return void. Father, you are about sowing and you are about reaping. Father, it's in your word time and time again, seed time and harvest time. Lord, and we know that you're no respecter of persons. Lord, but we trust you today, Lord, as we give. Lord, as we sow into people's lives, we sow into ministries. Lord, as we help people. Father, we know that you are a rewarder. Lord, you diligently sow back into our life. We're going to find it again if we have the assurance of your blessing. Lord, we're in a covenant relationship with you. Father, we pray that you'll keep us and strengthen us. Lord, even though what we see sometimes may not be, may be unknown to us, or Lord, it may be uncertainty, but God, your word tells us, if we sow, we shall find it again. Lord, we know there's a guarantee. Lord, we give you praise. We give you glory. Bless our people in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We are at the end of our episode, but you know what? We love y'all, and we're so
Amen.
Glad to be with you today. And just remember, cast your bread.
That's it.
Don't be afraid.
That's it.
Just give, and it shall be given unto you. Press
Amen.
Down.
Shaking
again.
Woo, come on.
Running over.
Come on.
Come on. So I just want to thank everyone for joining us today. If you haven't already, make for sure you subscribe wherever you're listening so you don't miss an episode. Please leave a review and share with your family and friends so others can find our podcast and we can continue to serve, to reach, and to teach.